The Cowichan River is the second best fishing destination in Canada for 2024, according to the world's largest online travel fishing company. FishingBooker has announced its list of the top 10 fishing destinations in Canada for 2024 to help anglers navigate the Great White North and find the right place to cast a line this year. FishingBooker offers more than 42,000 fishing trips to its customers, spanning more than 2,000 cities across 110 countries. The Cowichan River, one of Canada's first heritage status rivers, took second place in the company's rankings for Canadian fishing locations this year, coming in behind Lake Ontario. Related story. Some great spring fishing available in Cowichan area. So why did the Cowichan River rank so well? FishingBooker said it's the go-to destination for trout fishing on Vancouver Island, and beyond its angling charm, the area also offers a range of other recreational activities. Summer invites adventure with activities like swimming, canoeing, biking, and tubing, FishingBooker said. Whether it's the vibrant spring or crisp fall, Cowichan River promises angling treats, with rainbow trout in April and brown trout action in October. Fly fishing hotspots like Sandy Pool and Stoltz Pool await enthusiasts. Grab your gear and get ready for an unforgettable experience. Related story. Victoria Fly Fishing Club marks 45 years with new Cowichan River angling map. Jim Lamb is the owner of the Trapper's Cabin, which is regularly rented to fly fishers and others who enjoy being on the Cowichan River. He said he thinks it may be great news for the area and its businesses. I grew up here and fishing on the river has always been a big thing even well before my time, Lamb said. It did peter out for a while but now it's coming back and I'm seeing more and more fishers on the river all the time. Lamb said only time will tell if the Cowichan River being designated as the number 2 fishing location in Canada for the year will translate to more people coming to the area. But I think it's a neat designation and I'll be very interested to see what happens as a result, he said. A part of me wishes we could just keep the river to ourselves, but that's not reality. This could turn out to be really good for our local businesses.